Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest today is Dr. Hank Konselman, a ER physician at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Today we're going to talk about a collaboration that the hospital has with Cardinal Glennon, and that's telemedicine, in particular pediatric telemedicine. Why don't you tell us about that? How does that work?
Well, it's actually a pretty exciting technology to have. It's been around, but it's been used more. The whole idea being that using the remote technology we have now, we can have a better connection with the specialty hospitals like Cardinal Glennon. In that case, obviously, pediatrics. A lot of the small hospitals don't have pediatrics, and so that being kind of a shortage area, it gives us a connection to the pediatric hospitals and access to their specialists and their knowledge.
Well, every physician wants as many tools in their toolbox as you can have, and that's just another tool that can be utilized. I know it's got to be pretty scary sometimes for parents to bring their children into the ER and not knowing what to expect, but knowing that there could be another set of eyes or another consultation could be a little relieving of the anxieties, probably.
That's true. Yeah, most of the ER docs are all trained to handle basic pediatric things. When you get into situations where you require specialty knowledge, you know, certainly how to handle seizures that are continuing to go on, or some of the genetic conditions or some of the really abnormal things, you really need to be able to talk to a specialist. You need to be able to set up follow-ups or set up evaluation if needed, and that's where it's very useful. We can handle most of the stuff that comes in. But you sometimes need specialists in a lot of fields, and pediatrics is one of them.
As an ER physician, you see just about everything. So
yes.
You have to have a skill set in a lot of different areas. And sometimes, you know, something comes in that's unexpected and you haven't seen in quite a while. So it helps you guys, too, to know that there's someone else you can consult with.
That's true. Yeah, we're kind of the jack of all trades, master of none. To a degree, we handle, you know, again, emergency stuff. We're really good at that, but there's always something that we don't know, and we always need to use our colleagues and specialists for that sort of stuff.
Right, and it's certainly easier to consult and bring the parents in on it too by a computer screen than having to drive all the way up to St. Louis every time.
Absolutely, and this allows the parents also to see what's going on. They can also hear the specialist talking, can talk with him, and there's much better interaction. We always want the parents involved in any pediatric patient. That's why in those cases, if we ever transfer, they always go with them in the ambulance or the helicopter. Wherever they go, we always keep the parent close. And so the parents are very much an integral part of caring for that child. We need to make sure they understand what we're looking for, what we're doing, what we're finding, and because they're the ones who will then monitor the child, and the more we can educate them, the better they're a part of that team. So it's an important collaboration there.
Sure. Telemedicine, it's something we're hearing a lot about lately with the coronavirus and so forth, but you've actually been using that for a while now.
Yes. Yeah, and they've got different types. There's actually some places that have a robot that can roll around a department and go in and has attachments for looking in ears and things. They can get pretty kind of crazy with their technology. What we have is a little more basic. It's on a laptop. So it's more of an interaction thing, doesn't really have the equipment plugging in, but that's where we come in.
Sure.
We can pretty much describe what's going on, physical exam for the specialist.
All right. Well, thank you so much for telling us about the pediatric telemedicine in the ER at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Dr. Hank Konselman has been our guest today on Focus.